Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket. Jake and I are here ready to talk about some used guns right now from Williams Gunsight, which we always do in the fourth segment. I know.
Yeah, I almost called it
the fifth element here. But we are the Gunsmith Show, of course. We try to bring you updated information every week so that you know what's going on. And here on 103.1 The Ticket, you're going to have all kinds of cool sports news all day long on the station. We bring you that local touch right here from the Lapeer area, talking about what's going on with guns here in Michigan. So use guns at williamsgunsight.com is what we're going to talk about right now. Now, why? Williamsgunsight.com has been with us from day one. We have never had a radio show on the air called The Gunsmith Show that was not brought to you by Williams Gunsight. So they've been there since day one. They've been around.
We started the show with the five used guns of the week.
Yeah.
Now we end the show with the five used guns.
That's right. So Williams Gunsight on the range since 1926. Yes, that's 100 years ago. They just celebrated their 100th year anniversary. And now we're going to talk about some of the cool stuff they got in stock. Now, they are one huge badass gun shop. Let's just say that. They are very, very good. Excellent gunsmiths. Great reputation. But with 100 years of service, just think of the generational difference they've made in hunters here in Michigan and sights on guns. So just a wonderfully historic company that's been around for, two-fifths of this country's existence, okay?
Two-fifths?
Two-fifths.
I don't know if that's how that works.
Well, it's 100 years. Five-fifths would be 250.
Three-eighths, maybe.
No, it's two-fifths.
Okay.
Two-fifths. Anyways, I got this right. I'm a carpenter by trade, so I can divide things with a saw.
He'll cut twice and measure once.
Exactly. So, the first gun we're going to talk about from WilliamsGunsight.com, go to their used gun website, which is go to their website, WilliamsGunsight.com, click on used gun tab or clearance gun tab. They're two big different things. Clearance guns are brand new guns that have been on a shelf and now they're overstocked and they're going to give you a deal on them.
Yep.
Great way to buy guns. The other way is their used guns where people bring in guns, trade them in, people die and their whole estates will go into these collections and they come in and then they make sure they're good. They put them on the shelf and they sell them. So we're going to have a good mix of both. And Jake, you picked some really nice guns this week. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I have Jake has been helping me. He's got a little bit extra time on his hands right now. He's been helping me a lot right to show. And I know you can see the difference. And my buddy Steven that always sends me a note and says, I can tell Jake wrote this show. It's a good show. Thanks. And
I'm there's substance.
Yeah, oh, thanks. Yeah. So thanks, Steve.
Seven weeks of 10 millimeters.
I pulled the knife out of my back after that last note you sent me. So I appreciate it. But all the people that hit us on our Facebook page or on our email, we appreciate it very much. Our email is shooter@thegss.com. Our Facebook page is The Gunsmith Show, and you can comment on everything we do, or if you want us to talk about something in particular, it's like, why do you never talk about the 7.7 Jap? It's because we don't do much with the 7.7 Jap. Or what about a 32 rimfire? You never talk about 32 rimfires. Well,
maybe one day we will.
Actually, I just got a box of the shells, a perfect box of shells about 100 years old, so it's pretty cool. We've talked about pin fires, talked about everything over the years. But we try to stay pertinent to what's going on. So let's talk about guns. Jake, first gun's a Winchester 101.
Yeah.
Tell us about this one.
Yeah, the Winchester 101, which is a Winchester over and under shotgun. This is, a beautiful shotgun. 12-gauge, stunningly engraved receiver, beautiful walnut. It's got that classic thick red Winchester butt pad.
Yeah.
Ventilated rib. This is just 101s.
Just a very classic over and under shotgun.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a great field grade gun or be a good, probably a good skeet or trap gun too.
Yep.
I don't know what it's got tubes wise or anything with it. If it might not have tubes. It might be modified
might be,
and full.
Might be a fixed choke.
Or might be skeet. You never know, which would be ideal, but for skeet shooting, but anyways, this is a nice looking gun, though.
Yeah, it comes with the black hard case and everything for it. used, again, at williamsgunsight.com, $1,224.95.
Or better. That's what I always say.
You know? Oh, yeah. Bringing something to trade in.
And get a deal on it. You know, bring in that old, you know, that maybe a side-by-side, something you don't want anymore, yep. or a pump shotgun that you really, you know, you'd rather have an over and under. This is a great way to get into it. I've got one just like this. I love it. They are beautiful shotguns. Wish I had that hard case. If it's a Winchester hard case, that'd be nice. I don't know if it is or not. But
I'm not sure. I didn't see a photo of it open. Sorry.
All right. Well, the next gun, we've handled these a couple times. These are CZs. CZ 600 American rifle, which is a very classic rifle. It looks like it could have been a Ruger or a Browning, but it's made by CZ. And 24-inch barreled 300 Winchester Magnum bolt-action rifle. So, beautiful gun. I mean, this thing is so American. They put the name American on it, and it's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Remember when CZs first came over, everything was very European looking.
Yeah.
Which I'm not against.
No, not against.
I like the Mannlicher stocks and stuff like that. But this is a very much Americanized version of a CZ rifle.
It sure is. I like it a lot. It's a pretty rifle.
It really is. It really is.
When I first looked at this picture, this, I thought for sure it was a Browning.
Yeah, and I'm like, it looks like a new X-Bolt 2 or whatever.
It does. Yep. It does. It's a beautiful rifle. And CZ, of course, owns Colt now and everything. So they're good rifles. So, we used to get CZs on tests before COVID. And remember, we used to get CZs.
The early, I think, 527s, I want to say they were called.
557s?
Something in the 500 series.
Yep.
So price on this 300 Win Mag clearance, $784.95.
Wow, not bad at all. Not bad at all. Well, this next one, our number three gun of the week.
This is right up your alley.
This is a gun that has been on the market for a long time, and it's a good one. It's from CMMG, and they used to call it the Mutant. But this one is a brace gun.
Yeah, brace pistol.
Yeah, brace pistol. In the full-size gun, it was called the Mutant. What it was an AR-15 that shot AK-47 magazines shooting the 7.62x39.
Which is really the best of
two worlds.
AK mag's proven to work for almost 100 years.
Yep.
Well, 80 years, a long time.
Yep. And being this is a brace gun, 7.62x39s are a good gun to have braced. I've got one. I love it. I run it suppressed, and it's a lot of fun. The 7.62x39 with a 12.5-inch barrel on a brace gun, meaning it's a pistol that shoots AK-47 bullets. A lot of fun. It's got the brace. It's got the Velcro strap on it, so you can wrap it right around your arm.
Yeah.
It's from CMMG, so this is a top-of-the-line gun. CMMG is about the highest quality you can get right there with Daniel Defense and all that with these in POFs, high-end POFs. These are very, very good guns. So this has one magazine, the CMMG brace gun, 12.5-inch barrel, prices $1,419.95 or better. So you might bring in that, you know, that old AK you got and upgrade to this, but you can keep your magazines for the AK and switch over to this, and you'll be in good shape.
There you go.
You know, so if you got a plethora of AK-47 magazines and you want to get a gun that will truly rock, this would be a good one.
Yep.
So a nice setup. All right, tell us about the next gun, Jake.
Yeah, number four, Weatherby Orion side-by-side shotgun, but this is clearance. So again, this is brand new, never used, just sat on the shelf, so they're trying to make room for others.
Well, you know, the side-by-sides, they don't sell super fast.
Well, and it's not the right season for them, and there's a lot of, and nowadays with all these inertias and semi-autos everybody's coming out with, the side-by-sides are, you know, they're not flying off the shelves as fast.
Sometimes they're passed over, you know, we were recently, I think you were with me, I think, where I was at the counter at Williams, and an older fella came in, he was probably about 80, very polite, and he just says, I'm ready for a 28-gauge side-by-side, and doggone, they were like sold out of them. They had them, but they were sold out, and they apologized, and he goes, oh, that's okay. I got time. I'll come back. And I'm like, God, I hope you do. You know what I mean? Because I hate to see a person leave the gun shop. I said, there's one up there used. At the time, there was one up used. He goes, no, I don't want to buy a used gun. I'm like, okay. You know, he probably wanted to buy it for a grandson or something, you know, or who knows, but 28 gauges are just sweet guns, you know, but side by side, this one is even sweeter because it's in a 410.
Yeah.
So these things are sought after, man.
English stock. So it's got that straight English butt stock, 28 inch barrels, gun. Two triggers. This is a beautiful, I mean, Weatherby Orions are beautiful shotguns. $854.95.
That's like a retirement package gun right there. You know what I mean?
Great, you know, even just fun rabbit squirrel hunting. This is a perfect gun for that.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And it's just such classic lines and just gorgeous looking walnut. So it's a 410 clearance, 28-inch barrels, two triggers, $854.95 or better. So, I mean, what more can you ask for?
Yep.
That's a beautiful gun.
You want to cover the last one here?
I can. Browning BAR. Now, these are classic rifles. They are, of course, heavy. They're good guns. They call them the humpbacks because of the way the receiver's built. But certainly an upgrade from a Remington. These things are very, very well made. Most of them are made in Belgium or Morocco. Morocco.
Up until, 1980, I think it is. I want to say that after that, they're all made in Japan.
But Morocco guns are great guns.
Japanese
guns. It's like I got a new scope the other day. I looked at it and I go, it's an old scope, but I got it. And I go, oh, good, it's made in Japan. Because I don't like Chinese scopes near as much as I like Japanese scopes. But this Browning BAR probably is a Morocco gun. Traditional humpback BAR with a Vortex Crossfire 39x40 on it on low mounts, which is what you want for this rifle, because the way these rifles, they don't have a high cheek piece, so you want a low mount, bring that scope down nice and low, close to the bore. This one's in 30-06, which is just absolutely perfect for Michigan. And this thing is fairly priced. I've seen Remingtons more than this. This thing is here it is, a Browning walnut. Beautiful gun, sling swivels, iron sights, and a crossfire scope from Vortex, $799.95.
Yep.
So, or better. So, this is a great gun. This would be an excellent deer hunting gun. If you want to upgrade from that Remington 742, come snatch this up. You'll be very happy. Now, this is the Gunsmith Show. We're here every Saturday for you for your listening pleasure. We talk guns every week. It's kind of what's top of mind for Jake and I, so bear with us. Get a hold of us during the week, shooter@thegss.com. Please like our Facebook page, which is The Gunsmith Show. Like it, share it, and you can listen to the show anytime you want on thegss.com, which is our website. And all the shows are archived on there. The show will be there in four segments, defining what's in the segment. My wife will get it on there shortly. And I hope you have a great Saturday. Get ready for this 4th of July week. Be safe. Be good Americans. Arm yourself and be ready for anything coming our way. All righty. Thank you very much, folks. Have a great week.